Please be seated. On our collage, we now have two symbols. The cross, which represents the end of the events of Holy Week, and the money bag, which symbolizes the betrayal of a trusted friend, of Jesus' trusted friend, Judas. On this third Sunday of Lent, we add a basin and a towel. In washing and drying the feet of his disciples, Jesus took upon himself a servant's task. When Jesus started to perform this task, his disciples expressed strong objections. Their master was not supposed to be washing anyone's feet, just as they were not to perform the task. This was the task of servants. How would you feel if you had to wash another person's feet? When Jesus had finished washing his disciples' feet, he told them that if they were to follow him, they should not be too proud to serve other persons. We need to learn humility in serving others and to recall that Jesus came into the world to serve and not be served. Remembering our call to servanthood, we add a basin and towel to our collage today. If you would turn with me quickly to John 13, verses 5 through 9, we'll read about Jesus' servanthood. John chapter 13, verses 5 through 9. Then Jesus poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with a towel that was tied around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered, "You do not know now what I am doing, but later you will understand." Verse 8. Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Let us pray. Gracious God, help us to raise our thoughts and actions beyond ourselves to the concern and care of other people, known and unknown to us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Linda Nelson will now present the Kids' Corner. So children, please come forward.
We have a few more coming. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
Well, let's see what I have in my bag this morning. How many of you got to participate in the Christmas program with the children and afterwards we planted the paper white narcissus? How did your paper white narcissus do? Did it bloom? Good. I had a mother, Jody, told me hers bloomed. This is called a bulb. And this is the same type of bulb that you planted after your Christmas program. And do you know inside this bulb there is a flower? Can you see it?
No.
We're either going to have to put it in dirt or put it in water and let it grow, and then there will be a flower. Well, let's do a little... What does this represent? Apple. What's inside the apple? Seeds. Okay, if I plant an apple seed, what will I get? Apple tree. Very good. Do you know what this is? It's kind of hard to see. Those are heads of wheat. And in Bible times, they grew wheat. And what do you think they made from wheat? Bread. That's right. It was the crop that they predominantly ate. They ground it and they made bread out of it. And they had barley for their animals. And when the crops were first harvested, they presented what's called the first fruits or the first crops into the storehouse, into the temple. Can anybody tell me what this is? Sunflower seeds. Very good. If I plant sunflower seeds, what will I get? And you know what? Somebody must have planted some because I saw a lot of sunflowers downstairs when I was down there a while ago. But I don't think they're actually real. Now, I may trick you. What are these? Do you know? Well, that's a good guess. What do you think it might be? Well, it looks like beans. That's partially right. They're soybeans. If I plant soybean seed, what will I get? Soybeans. Okay. You guys are getting very good. What is this?
Corn.
Corn. Okay. Do you ever eat cornflakes? These are all seeds other than the bulb that I showed you. And the Bible talks a lot about seeds and sowing seeds because in the day of Jesus, he spoke in stories or parables and he wanted the people to understand. And there is a scripture in the Bible that talks about what we sow is what we will reap or harvest. Hi, come on and join us. And many times that's in reference, sometimes people always use it in reference to sowing bad seed. But I heard a wonderful story how this is a real promise to farmers when it says that you will reap what you sow. Wouldn't it be discouraging to a farmer to sow corn seed and get apples? So it's a promise from God. And there's many promises in the Bible. And God will also multiply that seed. Look what one seed of corn can produce. It can produce a whole ear of corn. And sometimes it will produce 2 ears of corn. So it's important that we know God has promised us many things. But other than physical seed, there's also spiritual seed that's being sowed. When you're coming to Sunday school, when you're coming to worship, and we read God's word, and Pastor Eric preaches to us, and explains God's word, how we can use it in our lives, we're sowing spiritual seeds. And God promises that that will reap a real harvest. May we bow our heads in prayer? Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessing of these children in our church. May the seeds that are being sown with them multiply many times over as they grow and mature into adulthood. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Let's turn in our hymns now to page 572, A Song of Praise, Pass It On, while the children collect money for missions.